Chapter 7. The Christmas spirit is everywhere. Scrooge and the ghost move out into the night. It is snowing again, and the sun is setting. All the houses they pass have bright fires in their kitchens and lights at their windows. Scrooge can see some people finishing their Christmas dinners and others talking on the street as they go to visit their families. Everyone seems happy among their friends and relatives. Now the ghost takes Scrooge to a strange place. It is a big, dark field with many large stones in it. It looks like a burial place for giants. There are no trees here, and the earth is wet under their feet. It is getting dark, and the strange, ugly field is empty and silent.
"What place is this?"
asks Scrooge.
"It's a place where miners live. They work in the deepest, darkest parts of the earth, and they live here, in this awful place. But they know me too. Look,"
replies the ghost, pointing to a small hut of mud and stones near them. There is a light in the tiny window. The ghost and Scrooge move towards it and look inside. The room is very bare and poor, but there is a cheerful group of people around a bright fire. There are smiles and laughter everywhere. An old man and woman are sitting in the middle of the group. Their children and grandchildren and their great-grandchildren are all around them. Everyone is wearing their best clothes. The grandfather is singing an old Christmas song. Everyone sings the carol together and claps their hands. It is a happy Christmas scene. But the ghost wants to go on again. He says to Scrooge,
"Hold my robe."
And they pass over the miner's field and out to the sea. The sound of the waves is very loud, and a fierce wind is blowing from the north. Scrooge thinks,
"Where is this spirit taking me?"
Soon, they see a lighthouse in the distance. Seaweed clings to the bottom of it, and the cold waves beat against its walls. There are two men inside the lighthouse, sitting near a fire. The light from the fire is bright in the darkness. The men shake hands and wish each other Merry Christmas. They drink their beer together. One of the men begins to sing a Christmas carol. His face is red and rough from the sea air. Then the two men tell each other stories. They are laughing. They feel the Christmas spirit even in this remote place. The ghost takes Scrooge to a ship sailing on the sea. The captain and his crew are eating together. The captain asks them all to sing a Christmas song. Some of the men are talking about Christmases past. Some of them are talking about going home to see their families. Every man on the ship is thinking about Christmas and feeling the Christmas spirit move in them. They want to be kind to their companions and share their happiness. Scrooge is perplexed. Why are all these people so happy?
"Spirit, why are you showing me these scenes?"
asks Scrooge.
"What do you see in them?"
the ghost asks.
"I see happy people everywhere,"
answers Scrooge.
"My time is almost finished,"
says the ghost then.
"Touch my robe. It is time to go."